I suppose it's the big part for us is that we are out of hours. There's no wait list. It's a free service. It's a confidential service. And it's for anyone over the age of 18 experiencing a crisis or supporting somebody in a crisis themselves or in some level of difficulty. So we have crisis support, and then we also have peer support, which is where we have staff members who've been through lived experience themselves around a mental health difficulty. So somebody can also access that level of support as well if they want. If somebody would prefer to come in and not speak and just be surrounded by people and have a cup of tea, that's also another level of support that we offer as well.
And you mentioned that Solace Cafe is flexible and person-centred space. How do you ensure that the service adapts to the diverse needs of those who walk through the door?
Yeah, so I suppose when somebody makes an appointment, we do gather just as a slight little bit of information about what that person is currently going through. So with that, we kind of, I suppose, lean on ourselves and our staff on how best to support the services in their recovery and then what that means for them. So from the person-centred part, it's very much led by the service user themselves. So if it's a case that they want coping mechanisms, that's something we offer. If they just want some active listening, that's something that we offer. If they need another session to come back, that's something that we offer. So it's very tailored based on what the service user themselves lets us know. If they don't have any idea of what they're looking for, then we let them come in, we explain the different levels of support, and we try match up with exactly what they're looking for.
And how important is it to have a space like this operating out of hours? And what kind of response have you seen from people in the community and the wider region?
So I suppose it's critical. We will be open a year in October. And within that year, we've had over 350 appointments, which have served over 120 service users. So that's 120 individuals who've come in the door and had a specific experience with us. So it shows the need. So our service is open from 5 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. in the evening and weekend. So it's when, you know, other services aren't open or aren't available. So the fact that we're having that kind of continuing flux of people coming through our doors, I think just proves how much that we need it and how much it's needed as a non-clinical space, which is, I suppose, the niche piece that we offer. It's not a clinical setting. It's, you know, it's very friendly. It's very warm. It's chairs. It's tea and coffee. It's speaking to people who've been through things before. There's no notebooks. There's no things like that. It's just listening and trying to, I suppose, actively help.
And if someone is struggling or might know someone who is, how can they get in touch, or where is the cafe located?
So we're located in the Lungi, and so it's just off the main street of Charles Street there in Sligo Town. So it's the Peace Park, which is the back of the Hawkswell as well. So all anybody has to do is just make a phone call. It's a self-referral. About 90% of our appointments have been self-referrals. You can give a call on the day. You can give a call the day before or a couple of days before. You're given an appointment straight away. There's no wait list. And the contact number is 085-220-4571. We also have an online booking if somebody feels like they don't want to speak, and they can be found on our Facebook and Instagram.